I was talking about remdesivir and saying that it was a liver thing, because I'd seen a lot of people that had liver injury, and you can find a lot about remdesivir injuring people's liver. But I had a listener who said, well, no, it's the kidneys are the main thing. And I looked up and it's like, yeah, they're right. That is the main thing. But it also comes after your liver as well. It's like these vaccines. So is the main thing the blood clots? Is it anaphylactic shock? Is it the myocarditis and the pericarditis? Is it the long amyloid blood clots, the long white stringy rubbery things that accumulate? And we could go on and on with all these different symptoms. Yeah, it's all of the above. You know, which one is the main way to kill people? Well, I'm not sure, actually. Which one is the main death thing? I mean, we've got a lot of people dying suddenly, but that could be from the blood clots, or it could be from the myocarditis. It could be from a lot of different things. I think it is the myocarditis. I think people have that, and they don't realize until they go out and exercise strenuously just how fragile their heart was. And that's why it's, young people are dropping dead suddenly, young athletes. But we got another symptom now coming from the Trump shots. And this is an elevated risk of eye inflammatory disorder. And I thought this is very interesting because, earlier we were talking about cow flu, they want to call it now, right? The bird flu, avian flu. Oh, well, we've had one case in a human being where it jumped from the bird to the cow and then jumped from the cow to the human. And what did the human get? Got a redness in their eye. And then it was reported by some other people as conjunctivitis, pink eye, right? That's not a big deal, really. Now, there is something that looks like pink eye, which is more serious. Pink eye conjunctivitis is an external infection of your eye. Whereas this other condition is uveitis is an internal inflammation inside of the eye. And that's more difficult to treat, so it's more serious, but they have many of the same symptoms. And so it can be difficult to distinguish if somebody's got pink eye or if they've got uveitis. One is external, the other is internal, but they look the same symptoms. So I'm thinking, so this person, we got one person supposedly, and again, that tells you that as widespread as they claim the bird flu is, if only one person has shown up with it, that's probably not what that one person has. Just thinking critically here. And what else might have caused this? Because now they're saying that this uveitis, which can look like pink eye, is another symptom of COVID vaccination. They found that 17% of nearly a 500,000 people who had been vaccinated, 474,000, who have a history of uveitis and a recurrence within 1 year after vaccination. So not only do you get it from it, but it can come back later after you've been vaccinated. Again, it is an inflammation inside the eye that occurs when the immune system is fighting an infection or something like that. So if you get the shot, you might get the eye infection, and then later on, if you're fighting another infection because it's damaged your immune system, you may wind up getting this. And they found it in about 17% of the people, and it can look like pink eye. So is this person that they're claiming that caught the bird flu from a cow or drank the bat soup from a pangolin? Is this really another vaccine symptom that this guy had? Of the 474,000 individuals included in the study, cumulative incidence of post-vaccination uveitis was 8.6% at 3 months, 12.5% at 6 months, 17% at 1 year. In other words, it's going up. Long after you got the vaccine, it's going up. And it was primarily of the anterior type, which is at the front of the eye. So again, it's going to look very much like pink eye. We're in another one of these bat soup pangolin moments here. Oh, we have zoonotic species transmission and evolution and all the rest of this stuff. It's absolute total nonsense. And again, Reuters is telling us, and this is by the gold standard, the PCR test. We've seen all of this before. And yet they are shamelessly lying to us, aren't they? They think we don't know, but we know, and we know that they know we know, and they're still going to lie to us. I'm a bit disappointed in the lack of transparency and urgency, said an epidemiologist who was interviewed by Salon. This is why I said this is the new thing, where they come out and they criticize these agencies for not being authoritarian enough. The bureaucracy needs to do more. It needs to ban more. It needs to do this faster. I'm a bit disappointed in the lack of transparency and urgency, particularly with the USDA. So particularly with the ones who are the most aggressive. See, that's what they were saying with Fauci. I'm particularly concerned Fauci hasn't done more. They go to the person who is going to be the lead in all of this, or the agency that's going to be the lead in all of this. And they criticize them for moving too slow because they're itching to go faster. And it just doesn't seem that there's an appetite to get ahead in this. Salon then went on to report the notion that is now perhaps calling this bird flu. And they said, well, is this really kind of, should we start calling it cow flu now? And the expert that they got said, well, we have to make it very clear that this is not a new virus. Yeah, it's been around since 2002. It's been around since SARS was. It's not new. It's not like COVID-19 in the October of 2019. It has existed for over 20 years. Well, again, at least they haven't recycled that part of it yet. The New York Institute of Technology told Salon, calling the cow flu is misleading. If it is only circulating around with cows, then it can be called the cow flu, he said. Well, then I guess that means that bird flu is really only for birds, right? Oh, no, it could jump. It could jump. It could jump to pangolins, even though we don't have them here. Why not? So they said it's also important to emphasize that it's not a definitive conclusion that the cats from the CDC report. Yeah, they said two cats that they fed raw milk to died. Be very afraid of raw milk, they said. No. They said epidemiologist. He said, well, the cats could have died from something else, you know, than raw milk. They could have even died from eating infected birds. We don't know. This is not a virus, however, that we want to play around with. It really confirmed that raw milk is something we don't want people to consume. See, this one is rolling out for the benefit of big agro, like the other one rolled out for the benefit of big pharma. Yes, they really don't want people to consume raw milk. So I can imagine another one of these conferences like they had the Milken Institute in October 2019 where they asked Fauci, how do we get everybody to take an untested vaccine worldwide? Yeah, we do it from the inside with disruption, and we do it iteratively. Here's the iterative process. We see this every day. They reiterate it every day. Every day they take it a little bit further. And so Big Agro wants to shut down raw milk once and for all. And then Big Pharma will have its turn to feed at the trough of bureaucratic bans and all the rest of the stuff because they are angling to try to vaccinate all animals. You see, since they played this herd immunity game on us, and since they injected us with poison, people are a little bit shy about this at this point in time. So now it's time to go for the actual herd, to go for the actual cattle, and why not? Because they can do them on an annual basis, just like they tell you to give your dog an annual rabies shot. Oh, you mean last year's didn't work? Yeah. And they can do that. They can require that, or you're not going to be able to process it because they've got the monopolist to control the processing plants. You're not going to be able to transport your cattle. You're not going to be able to process your cattle. And, they can get many, many times more vaccines out there into the cattle than they can into us. And that way they can still poison us by poisoning our food. Yeah, just have to put a little bit of a label on there. Yeah. Warning, this contains deadly mRNA vaccine particles in it that are going to do all kinds of things to your body. But hey, no problem. We just remove the good for you label that's on the food. They said scientists don't know what happens if someone consumes infected raw milk at the moment, but it's a good sign that there haven't been any fatal cases linked to raw milk. Never. Not with this, not with anything else. And they said, even though there has been one human case of bird flu caught from cows. Here's where these people are lying a lot. But by the way, 5% of Americans drink raw milk. So if this was an issue, you'd be seeing a lot of people sick and dying, wouldn't you? But no. And this, like I mentioned before, this one person that they claim got sick had redness in their eye. One report said it was pink eye. That was it. That was it. Do you think we could live with this?
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.